I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 679, Always a Student. I confess, I'm one of those weird people. I like school. I love learning, studying. It's not a chore for me, it's a privilege. Getting my master's and then my doctorate was exciting. It was exhilarating. The programs were grand adventures for me. Are you done being a student? Are you finished? Have you checked that off? And what if I told you that loving meant always learning? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. How can we do that if we stop learning? The best way to love someone is to be a student of him or her, to listen to their story, to learn their ways, to lean into their life, and then based on all of that, to know how to love them in that moment. Someone asked William Barclay, the New Testament scholar, about a young man who described himself as a former student of Barclay's. Barclay replied, "He may have attended my lectures, but he was not one of my students." Wow, that's a gut punch. How often this may be said of people who profess to be disciples or learners of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just attend Jesus classes. I want to be a student of Jesus, an apprentice, a learner, a follower, a disciple, a friend. I can't find any scriptures in the gospel where Jesus said, "Ask me into your heart. Attend church services. Read books about me. Fight with those who don't see me like you do. Equate your politics with your piety. Pick the parts of me you like and ignore the rest." I can't find any scriptures like that. But what I do see in the Gospels is the call to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus into our day, day by day, that collectively makes up our lives. If being a student of Jesus isn't just another way of saying be a churchgoer or be a good person, then what is it? Ben Sternke wrote, "A disciple of Jesus is simply someone who is with Jesus to learn to be like Jesus from Jesus. It involves loving Jesus and putting his teaching into practice. It will involve rearranging your life, your priorities, so that you can do the things that he said were best. Or think of it like a wedding. You know, when I do a wedding, the words that we exchange in a wedding ceremony are huge. I might say to the groom, "Will you have this woman to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honor her, cherish her, for better, for worse, richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, forsaking all others, till death do you part?" And of course, I ask the bride the same thing. And each of them will say to the other, "With this ring I thee wed, and with all my worldly goods I thee endow," the old words say. The point we're making is, will you be the most preeminent person in my life? Will you set aside your parents, your brothers, your sisters, and all other friends and devote yourself first and foremost to me? Will you give up sole ownership of all that you own and share all that you have with me and make commitments to me and with me? Those are incredible requests. And yet that's what a marriage entails. No other lovers on the side, no secret bank accounts, no higher loyalties, none. That's what marriage means, or at least it ought to mean. The Apostle Paul writes, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. None that is in this world can offer me anything compared to the greatness of knowing Jesus." Here's the great question. Would Jesus say that you attend his classes or that you are his student? Let's pray this prayer from Maggie Cooper on crosswalk.com. Dear Jesus, I may not have the perfect words. I may not know exactly what to do to help, but in all situations, help me to love people well. Give grace and mercy abundantly, and forgive without reservation. Use my life to help plant seeds that you can use for your glory. Let me be known as a follower of Jesus. In everything I do, help me to remember whose I am and who I represent. And more than anything, I want to be known as someone who has been with you. In your mighty name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 680. In the meantime, some years ago, Gaines S. Dobbins, professor of religious education at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, was asked the question, "Is not conversion the end of evangelism?" Dr. Dobbins said, yes, but which end? That's a brilliant answer. Podcast family, conversion is the starting block, not the finish line. I love being a student, and whether that's true of you or not, when it comes to Jesus, may you always be a student.